So the White House and RFK Jr., head of HHS, announced that the cause of autism, the primary cause, is Tylenol. It's pregnant women taking Tylenol, and that causes autism. Well, Tylenol is the brand name for acetaminophen, and although acetaminophen is, it can be toxic to the liver, especially when mixed with alcohol, it can cause severe permanent liver damage. This is a cover-up. This is a cover-up of the truth about vaccines causing autism. And it's just like many of us supposed, like Sasha Latipova and Jane Ruby, myself and others, we were all thinking, how much you want to bet they're going to announce something other than vaccines is causing autism? And they did. It's exactly what they did. I mean, very pathetic. And then I saw Dr. Peter McCullough tweeting. He said, breaking, a White House announces Tylenol autism link, comma, opens door to vaccines. But really? But not exactly. I mean, how did it open the door to vaccines? Now, Trump did mention verbally some things about vaccines. He mentioned that Amish kids don't have autism and they don't take vaccines. He mentioned a few other things about vaccines, but the entire focus of this was blaming Tylenol, which seems very odd to me. Now, Tylenol has been used for, you know, decades, many decades, and yet autism rates have spiked only in accordance with the increase of childhood immunizations. So, although Tylenol may possibly play a role in worsening vaccine damage by, for example, reducing the blood-brain barrier effects or increasing permeability of vaccine toxins, enabling them to more easily reach the brain, the actual poison that's causing the neurological damage here is not Tylenol, it's the vaccines. Again, Tylenol might be a potentiator, it probably is, but it alone is not the cause. That's why I have said that Tylenol is the Tyler Robinson of the vaccine crime scene. Tylenol is being made the scapegoat in this case, when the real cause is vaccines. And I was tweeting out, I was wondering if the company that makes Tylenol will publicly declare that it's not us, the real cause is vaccines. But I doubt that because they're part of the pharmaceutical industry. Dr. Ben Tapper tweeted, he said, the reason we have a huge increase in autism rates is not because of Tylenol. It's when Tylenol is given to a child post-vaccination, creating the perfect storm. In other words, the vaccines are to blame. The vaccines light the fire, and Tylenol throws the fuel, is what he was saying. Children's Health Defense tweeted out, President Trump and RFK Jr.'s autism announcement just set the internet on fire. Tylenol use in pregnancy is linked to autism. Mixing and overloading vaccines is linked to autism. Well, yeah, but that's not what Trump said. He didn't really say the vaccine part of that. Mercury aluminum, Hep B at birth, Trump and RFK Jr. held nothing back. Well, yeah, okay, verbally they did, but the report, at least my understanding of the report, is that it focuses entirely on Tylenol. So while Trump and RFK, you know, well, especially Trump, was sort of off the cuff, off script, mentioning some things about vaccines, that's not what goes into the official report itself. So this report is actually a distraction from vaccines. And Tylenol is not the cause of all autism. It might not be the cause of any autism, or it might be a potentiator that is a secondary factor here. But and look, I'm no fan of Big Pharma, obviously, but I am a fan of the truth. And the fact that the White House and RFK Jr. are distracting us from the elephant in the room, which is mRNA vaccines and other vaccines. That's the elephant in the room. But we're being told, look over here. Look, squirrel. It's a Tylenol squirrel. You should look here. It's a total distraction. And I think that RFK Jr. is just very frustrated right now. I think RFK Jr. wants to say vaccines, vaccines, vaccines. Like when he goes home, I think he just screams vaccines 50 times is my guess. But for political reasons, probably related to Susie Wiles, his controller, etc., he's not allowed to say vaccines. There'd be too much pushback. There'd be too many senators that would be outraged, and he needs more evidence to say vaccines. Although I do think that in RFK Jr.'s heart and mind, he wants to say vaccines. I can almost see him making the V on his lips. Like, V, 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 V. It just wants to come out. I can see it. But so far, it's not allowed to come out. Okay. Now, does Tylenol cause liver damage? Yes, in many cases, it does. And again, especially when combined with alcohol. However, as I've mentioned before, there is a very simple protection mechanism for this. And it's a molecule called glycyrrhizin, and it's found in licorice root, which is a common herb, and it's an herb that's used in traditional Chinese medicine. And if you want to know the details about it, just go to our AI engine at brighteon.ai, because it will tell you all about glycyrrhizin. It'll even teach you how to spell that word, which is a very tricky word to spell. I keep messing it up, but it starts out as G-L-Y-C-E-R, and then there's a bunch of H's and R's and Y's and Z's in there somewhere. So you may need like a search engine to help you spell it, or just ask the AI engine, which molecule in licorice root herb protects the liver from acetaminophen? Or if you can't spell that, Tylenol. And our AI engine will give you the answer. And it's free to use, again, at brighteon.ai. So if you ever want to take Tylenol, I strongly suggest that you take licorice root herb at the same time or before. If you want to drink alcohol, I strongly suggest that you take licorice root to protect your liver from alcohol damage. And if you're pregnant, probably don't take either one, would be my best guess. Probably don't take either one. Don't drink alcohol, don't take Tylenol. And certainly don't do them together. That would be very toxic, I think. And the science backs that up. But licorice root can protect your liver from the toxicity of these substances to some extent, you know? So use natural medicine as a defensive mechanism to protect yourself from these toxins, because, you know, what became apparent today with Trump and RFK Jr., as much as they probably want to say vaccines, they're not allowed to say vaccines. And so the government's not going to save you. The government's not going to tell you the truth. The government is not going to ever point in the direction of vaccines and say, stop taking those. That's killing you, or that's causing sudden death, or that's causing, you know, autism or whatever. You're going to have to figure this out for yourself. As usual, your health is up to you. And if you trust the government, then you put your faith in the wrong party. And for the people out there, sort of the mainstream low information people who trust the government, who still think vaccines are safe and effective, and who trust the CDC and are taking their flu shots, those are the people who get the flu. You know, flu jabs cause the flu. COVID jabs cause COVID diagnoses. Death jabs cause death. That's what they're for. But you have to know to say no. And you need to know about alternatives to Tylenol, like natural alternatives. I mean, there's like wild lettuce extract, for example. There's, in some areas, you can get Kratom, K-R-A-T-O-M. It's not legal everywhere, so check your laws, but some people use Kratom to treat pain, and I think there's a couple of different types of Kratom. What else? What else treats pain? Well, I know for like tooth pain, I've had this myself, you just get clove oil, and you put clove oil on your finger, and you rub it on your tooth or your gum line, and oh my God, that makes the pain go away substantially for a period of hours. So, you know, you need to learn, obviously, how to treat pain with natural methods as much as you can to stay away from these toxic pharmaceuticals. Whether or not you think Tylenol is toxic or not, it can be toxic. But especially in people with, let's say, weak livers who are also maybe taking a lot of other pharmaceuticals at the same time, which can compromise liver health or liver vitality. Now, the good news on your liver is that your liver can rebuild itself. The liver regenerates substantially. Did you know that even if you lose like 2/3 of your liver, the other 1/3 can grow back the missing 2/3 and give you back a full liver? Did you know that? Yeah, liver regeneration. It has to have that property because people are killing their livers all the time with all the drugs they take, both recreational drugs and pharmaceutical drugs and vaccines and whatever, all the chemicals they're exposed to. It's a good thing the liver can regenerate. But when the liver does regenerate, guess what it's made out of? It's growing cells using whatever's in your blood at the time. So the contents of your blood determine the quality of your new liver cells. So what's in your blood? Well, it's basically digestive extracts of the things that you are eating and drinking, plus whatever you put on your skin that got absorbed into your bloodstream. That's what's in your blood. So is that good stuff or is it junk garbage stuff? If it's junk garbage stuff, like you've been eating a lot of canola oil, a lot of MSG, you've been going out eating buckets of fried chicken and whatever else, yeah, you're going to have crap blood, and then your new liver is going to be crap liver. You know, it's going to be like bad liver cells. And that's how people end up having compromised liver. Well, that's one way. Mostly it's alcoholism. But also it can just be a recreational drug abuse combined with a poor diet. So your body can never really rebuild a healthy liver. So if you want to support your liver health, there are all kinds of things, herbs, dandelion root, yellow dock, you know, milk thistle, etc. All kinds of things. There's all kinds of superfoods. Look, go to our AI engine. Go to brighteon.ai and ask Enoch what foods or herbs can help support a healthy liver. And it'll tell you. Or what molecules in everyday fruits and vegetables are found to support liver health. And it'll tell you. So if you want to support your liver, it's easy. You have at your fingertips the world's best knowledge of nutrition. We've programmed it all into Enoch, and it's available free of charge. So take advantage of that if you want to have a healthy liver. Or just eat healthier. You know, have some superfoods. Have some fresh organic produce. You know, you should make fruits and vegetables and nuts and seeds a big part of your diet. Don't live on like barbecue and french fries all day long. That's definitely not good for your liver. But you already know that if you're listening to this, you already know that. So if you have to use a painkiller, use it sparingly. And maybe Tylenol is not the best painkiller for your use case. Maybe aspirin would be better. Maybe ibuprofen would be better. Maybe wild lettuce leaf extract would actually be better, you know? Maybe there are other things that would work better. Maybe you just need to drink more water and hydrate better. You know, there can be all kinds of things. Pain can be complex, but usually just hitting it with a pharmaceutical is not the right answer for the long run. It can be okay in the short term. But also, I mean, this is just my opinion, but I've never had a pain that Tylenol could take care of that I couldn't just tolerate without Tylenol anyway. What I mean is, I think a lot of people are really wimpy about pain. And like they have a little bitty tiny ouch, ouchie, and then oh, you take a Tylenol. And it's like, what, are you some kind of sissy? What, you can't handle a little pain? I mean, what's, how did everybody get so wussified? Can't handle a little pain. You know, I almost severed my index finger a few years ago. And I mean, I literally almost cut the whole thing off. It was gnarly. And I still don't have full mobility back, but it's like 90% now. So it's cool. I can live with it. The weird thing is, it never hurt. I mean, I was looking at it. I'm like, holy crap. Like, this thing's almost gone. This giant gaping hole. I'm looking at it. And then, of course, you know, after I stopped the bleeding, which took a while, I start to treat it. and I'm using everything. I'm using, you know, nutritional lion's mane mushroom, using Manuka honey. I'm, you know, I'm doing all kinds of topical good stuff. I'm using tuning forks to boost the vibrational healing with the tissues and everything. It took a while, but you know, it never hurt the whole freaking time. It never hurt. And I really believe in mind-body medicine, and I think that one of the reasons it didn't hurt is because I just didn't let it hurt. I mean, maybe that's not always the case. I've had tooth pain that is like, holy crap, that's serious pain, and there's nothing I can do about it. But, except clove oil. But on my index finger, I was like, this just doesn't hurt. I mean, it's gross, it's gnarly, it looks insane. Like, I think I saw part of the tendon in there, whatever was left of it, but it did not hurt. Sometimes people actually create pain because they expect it. And then they slam a Tylenol, and then it's the placebo effect. In many cases, not all cases, but in many cases, then the placebo effect wipes out the pain, and then they're like, yeah, the Tylenol worked. Nah, for you, it was just a placebo. Well, I don't need the Tylenol. I just bypass that, and I just decide that it doesn't hurt anyway. And it never did. So some of it's expectation, folks. If you expect everything to hurt, you're going to have a lot of pain. Again, sometimes there's pain that there's nothing like nerve pain is the worst kind of pain, right? If you've had a severe injury, if you have tooth pain, if you got like a rotten nerve in your jaw and you need a root canal, that's going to hurt. There's just... I don't think you can mind over matter. There's no Jedi mind trick that can stop like nerve pain in your mouth, you know, not that I've ever seen, but for a lot of other areas, you don't need to take a Tylenol for every little, you know, scrape and bruise and whatever. Learn to deal with a little bit of pain without freaking out about it. Anyway, always choose holistic and natural wherever you can. And if you have to resort to painkillers, try to use them for only short duration. Use them sparingly. And during their use, make sure you boost a protection for your liver, protection for your neurology. And you can do that with good nutrition and superfoods. And those are the kinds of things that we offer at healthrangerstore.com, by the way. Outstanding nutrition, laboratory tested, non-GMO, almost everything certified organic, expertly formulated without any junk ingredients, no synthetics. No synthetic colors, no synthetic fragrances, you know, a laboratory tested for heavy metals and for glyphosate and microbiology and a lot more. Depending on the food, we also test for aflatoxins or atrazine, things like that. So ultra clean foods, supplements, and superfoods, just go to healthrangerstore.com. And thank you for your support. Thank you for listening. And don't be afraid. Also, just lastly, don't be afraid if you have to use Tylenol in the short term, or some other off-the-shelf painkiller like ibuprofen, don't be afraid to use it sparingly. Just don't depend on it. Don't make it, you know, part of your everyday diet. That's all. You can use them safely from time to time. And the better your nutrition, the better off you'll be. So thanks for listening. Take care.
Your body deserves high-quality vitamin C. Groovy Bee delivers pure, highly bioavailable, non-GMO ascorbic acid you can trust. Feel the difference. Available now at healthrangerstore.com.